The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show. J-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, about 10 minutes away from a major announcement that will completely shape your holiday season, the 33rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. But equally exciting is the return of Alley's mom, the real-life throat goat.
Alley's mom is the throat goat. Alley's mom can do magic with her mouth. What that mouth do?
Hey, Alley's mom, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing great. Are you happy to hear your theme song?
Yeah. It's been a while.
I know. Okay, can we stop? That's enough. Okay. Let's respect my mother's time, okay?
All right, let's respect your time. It's cuffing season, and as you know, a lot of people are trying to get into relationships, and there's no one better at getting into relationships than you because you've been married three times that we know of, but have there been others that were close calls, engagements that were called off, et cetera?
I did have one engagement that was called off.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
When was that? Who was it?
Was that before Allie or after?
Before.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what, he proposed and then you called off the engagement?
Yes.
Was there a reason?
There was.
You're trying to upgrade. You do a good job of upgrading.
No. He made a confession to me that... He.
Is he saying she?
Yeah. He.
Oh, no, okay. He.
Oh, he.
He made a confession to me that he was, playing with himself every day.
Oh,
and,
snap.
Yeah. And
was there something wrong with that? Hold on. Is that a problem?
This is marriage material for Clyde.
Wait till you're married to do that.
Is that a deal breaker? Because I feel
it
like.
It was.
Oh, it is.
It was a deal breaker. Mm. Yeah. I mean, if you are, if that's okay, just don't tell.
Don't tell. It made you look at him differently.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that would be qualified today as an ick, right? I mean, once she learns that, you couldn't really unhear that information, and then you lost respect, and just the relationship fizzled out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
We've had a lot of questions flooding in from people, and one of them, we have a guy on the show named Jake who's in a newish relationship, and he will not even travel 1 hour to go visit this girl for sex. And I just wanted to know, from the text line, people want to know, how far is too far to travel for love?
Well, I think an hour is not that far.
Right.
That's what we thought.
That's what we thought as well.
Is it over an hour?
Depending on traffic, it could be over an hour. Here are some questions that have been coming through, so let me try to streamline these for you because your time is valuable. You've got more husbands to meet, I'm sure. What is one thing all women should have in their dating profile to try to attract the right man? What would you say?
Something that just shows you in your everyday life, I think, mm-hmm. So not something that makes you look like you're trying too hard,
mm-hmm.
like, sexy pictures and all that. I think that's going to imply just, I want to have sex type thing.
Right. You don't want to be too thirsty.
Exactly.
Right.
You've let's say Ali's mom's on with us, known as the throat goat around these parts. She's been married 3.5 times that we know of, and maybe more. You've locked down a boyfriend. Let's claim you've locked down a boyfriend. How do you keep things exciting in the bedroom?
Oh, come on. This Can we skip to another question?
This is a very important question. This is a.
It is.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would say spontaneity, mm-hmm. creativity.
Oh.
And, you know, just variety.
Right. Okay. And when you say creativity, do you care to be more graphic?
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right, next question for Ali's mom. Because
you're
very good at having men spoil you, taking you on trips, international trips, followed around the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, you just got back from an international trip.
If you're into that sort of thing, how would you get your partner to buy something for you? What's a good tactic you could use if you wanted to get a nice little dog? I gotta dump out of that. She said something we can't say on the radio. Whoa!
Oh,
throat goat! That's
all right.
That's,
third, my mother just said third base. So
wait a minute.
That's
you're saying your answer to the question, if you really want something nice, be it a trip or a piece
third
of
job.
You're saying the
beach.
A BJ is your recommendation.
Absolutely, hands down.
Okay. That's one of her tricks.
Getting creative.
That's getting creative. All right, that's Ali's mom. She's the real-life throat goat. What an exciting way to start
now
the day.
Now I know what funded the trip to Germany. Woo! Great.
Guys, I got a two-minute song for you.
That should be just enough time.
And then we will come back with the announcement that will change everything after this on
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.